Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about how to really live and lead authentically and the power of that. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She's the founder and host of the Good News Guide podcast and YouTube channel. She's a connector, speaker, author, and truth seeker with qualifications in numerous energy modalities. She's been deeply immersed in the world of personal development for almost 15 years, traveling the globe to seek out the greatest teachers, and has experienced the gifts of deeply transforming herself from decades of depression and anxiety, which is so up for people now, and that's so important to hear more about that, to living a life that she loves. This is what inspires her every day, sharing deeply engaging and entertaining conversations with thought leaders and change makers, disseminating and illuminating information for her community to be transformed inside these conversations. And oh, can I relate to that? And that is exactly what we are going to have here today. That is my intention. So I'm so excited to have with us here today, Lisa Winicky. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me. It's actually really great listening when somebody speaks about you.
Yeah.
And noticing actually how it feels and how it lands, because there would have been a time that I would have heard that but not believed it and not knowing that to be me. And I know we're constantly changing and expanding, but to actually receive that is actually a beautiful gift. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for your service and your light. We so appreciate you. So Lisa, I always ask all of my podcast guests right off the bat, since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
It means having a more and more... It means having a deeper connection with my soul. So when I say that, what I mean by that is choosing to connect more frequently throughout my day, not just in the morning when I meditate, but constantly coming back to my soul, my higher self, and speaking from that place, acting from that place, being from that place, hearing from that place. So my relationship with my spirit or my soul is more important now than my relationship to my small self, my little self, my identity of who Lisa is, even sitting here right now.
Absolutely. Well, can you share one challenge, Lisa, that stands out that you've faced that's helped you to really activate more of that in you? One challenge for our listeners.
So I think until 2 years ago, I would have said overcoming. I had bulimia for 20 years and associated depression and anxiety that goes along with it. So I would have said that. But I would say more recently, it seems more relevant to talk to your audience about, is choosing to leave a marriage after, well, I was in relationship with my husband for 20 years with three children. So that was at the end of 2018. And I discovered that my relationship was not in alignment with who I had become or who I had remembered and who I was remembering to become. And this happened during a meditation at the end of 2018. I'd gone to a Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat, and seeing it was a shock, and it brought up a lot of fear because I couldn't not see it. So when I actually returned home, there was a period of real internal conflict as far as how could I choose to leave a reasonably good marriage in what people would consider and jump out into what I didn't know. And I had such a great fear of not knowing was I going to make the right decision? Would I regret it? Would I want to go back and it would be too late? What would my family think? How would my kids deal with this? I've got three boys. It was the greatest challenge in choosing it. And where I chose that from was that meditation showed me from my soul what my soul wanted for me. It was beyond my thoughts and my senses. So when I continued to reconnect to that place, there was no choice but to end the marriage. And in stepping out of the marriage, what I've been liberated from is past emotions, past addictions, past things that had me locked in the past and recreating the same self, and has allowed me to cultivate and know a deeper level of trust that I'm always supported, one by me. Mm-hmm. It's not about getting it right, which was a default, something I was deeply conditioned. There's a right and a wrong. So I can't get it wrong. I'm always getting it right, because if I'm led by this internal guidance, it is always leading me in the direction of my greatest life, which means in the greatest life for my partner, for my ex-husband, for my kids, for anyone else that comes into my space. So that's what has allowed me. It's given me also a deeper well of courage, knowing that I can navigate anything.
Mm, wow.
And that so with that deep well of courage, it has me choosing to do things that I wouldn't have previously done. It chooses to have me engage in and to take a step beyond what I previously would have been felt comfortable in doing, knowing I have this knowingness that beyond that edge, there, that's where the magic resides. Oh, it's not in my knowing.
That is really, really powerful. I just want to just breathe that in for a moment, because wow, that is, you know, fairly recent. And also just the, you know, as we think about the themes there, you know, the themes of trusting that you'll always be taken care of, you'll always be provided for, you know, trusting that when you do really experience that soul knowing that, that, you know, to act on that is really in alignment, even when it looks like things are falling apart, you know, they're really falling together. So, wow, that is really, really powerful. And I'm sure we could talk for a long time about that. So we may want to come back and share more about that. But let's talk a little bit about, because that really is living authentically. It's part of living authentically, right? Just really, you know, being able to hear that kind of information. I remember one time when I got a very clear sign that I was to essentially fire a high-paying corporate client. And there made no logical sense. I mean, everything was going well. It was very, very significant income flow that was, you know, planned out for the next several years. You know, we had signed an agreement and, you know, it just made no logical sense, but it kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And when I finally, I just couldn't even, you know, I just had to do it. And it was very interesting, because after that, just literally about a couple of weeks after that, it turned out that they were being shut down and investigated for insider trading, and it was like all of the people that were involved up until that one cutoff point where I was were all being, you know, involved and brought in and asked questions, and I had missed that cutoff by just that time. So, you know, that really convinced me, oh, wow, that was something I really needed to pay attention to. And I'm so grateful that I did. But, you know, that was something where it just made no logical sense, right? It made no logical sense at all. And yet there was this strong, you've got to do this. You've got to do this. You know, you're dragging your feet on doing this and, you know, you've got to do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I love that you shared that example, because what you're showing or what you're sharing is that when you have that experience and you listen to that your soul's calling or your inner guidance, and then the outcome is as it was for you. It anchors in, or it adds to a bank of evidence that has you knowing to trust that more.
Right. And didn't make it easy to do it, right? Didn't make it easy at all.
No.
But, and so it isn't assured that when you trust that it's going to be easy, but no. It did all work out. And it really was such a powerful, you know, such a powerful evidence that, you know, that when you get those kind of promptings, you know, that there's a reason for that. And that, you know, you're really oftentimes being given information kind of ahead of the wave or ahead of the curve, or, you know, that's the edge, really. Mm-hmm. You can have more of an edge. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, what do you really see are the challenges with living and leading authentically? What are your experiences that really are the challenges for folks?
I think the pulls from our environment, the pulls from the relationships that we exist in and that we surround ourselves with, because there's so many impressions being made on us that's pulling us out of connection with ourselves. And so if we don't have a deep relationship with our inner world, our inner being, it is so easy to unconsciously get pulled out of this connection, out of being in alignment, out of living from that center, from that place of our unique expression. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that's it. It's the, you know, whether that's the environment that you've grown up in, whether that's going back into your family and being pulled into the roles and the identities and the way that you behave inside of it. I need to bring such conscious awareness all the time to how I'm showing up, whether I'm coming from my center or whether I'm getting pulled into and being distracted by what's going on outside of me. And I'm committed to spending more time connected to my internal world. So that allows me to continue to keep coming back and being from that place and speaking from that place.
Say more about too, because you said you have, you know, you have boys, you have children, you know, and so many of our listeners are women, business owners, that maybe they've just started a business, maybe they've been in a business for a while, you know, but they're juggling, you know, and like Dr. Oz had said one time, and I several years ago, but he said that women are the chief family officers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I just really, he really got it. It really resonated. Mm-hmm. So what can you say to our listeners when, you know, you've got the drama? You know, I have a 23-year-old daughter, and honestly, there's times my husband and I say we're just so grateful we had one. Nothing against her. But there, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that go on. And so how, you know, what would you suggest, or what are some of the things that you would offer to our listeners, especially when, you know, they're being pulled into things that are not of their own experience, but they're being pulled in because they're the person that is there as the nurturer, or the supporter, you know, and in your case, even with your boys, you know, for a period of time, you know, being the primary person, you know. So what would you feel guided to share with people on that?
It's such a great question again, because I'm currently navigating. My older boys are almost 17. And so I've got twin boys that are almost 17 and one who's just turned 13.
Oh, my.
And a large part of this, so I didn't wake up until after they were born. So a large part of their lives, I have found it hard. I found being a mother hard. I've said this is the hardest job I've ever had.
Oh, I will signal that 100%.
So, more recently, I have been doing a mastermind with one of my experts who's on my show, The Good News Guide, and I'm going through a process for 3 months, which is healing generational wounds through parenting. Mm-hmm. Being extraordinary. And what I love about what she teaches is she melds the psychology with spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so what I understand now, and my parenting has gone up. I mean, I can sit here for the first time ever, Sharon, and say, I am an extraordinary mother. And it's actually, it's not as hard as I thought it was. The keys for me is actually quite simple. What I need to do more, which is what I'm doing, is I need to know at every given moment when I'm being pulled into something, my hack now is on a scale of 0 to 10, how is my mind? On a scale of 0 to 10, how is my body? If my mind or my body is less than an 8, i.e. I'm stressed out or my body is tired and it needs water or whatever it might need, if I'm less than an 8, it's not a moment to go into teaching. It's not Absolutely. A moment to go into being pulled into whatever it is that I'm being pulled into, drama, chaos, fighting. I need to take a step away. I need to go into my, you know, go into my bedroom, whatever it is, go for a walk. And I actually need to look after me, because mm-hmm. as I look after me, my levels of oxytocin go up. I'm able to then connect with them in a different way. I'm vibrationally different. I'm not coming from the place of reaction. And so it is, Absolutely. it's not actually as challenging, I'm finding. Mm-hmm. I've been through plenty of challenges with my boys, but I'm finding the more I connect in, the more I'm mindful about how I am going, the more I know that it is just a reflection. Whatever is going on, whatever I'm being pulled in, is an opportunity for me to come back mm-hmm. and pull back into me and ask myself, what is it that I need? What is it that is triggering me? What wound is being shown up for me to heal? Mm-hmm. And in me healing my own wounds, soothing myself, loving myself, in meeting myself in all of those moments, I'm then able to allow them to have their experience, hold space for them to be in their rage or their anger or their disappointment or whatever it is that they're experiencing, and not need them to be any different than what they are.
That is really extremely powerful. And, you know, I mean, I've said this before, that in my experience, you know, being a mother is, you know, one of the most powerful teaching tools mm-hmm. for me that, you know, could have ever. It's a divine curriculum that, mm-hmm. you know, has been and will continue to be, you know, constantly providing opportunities to really look at exactly what you're talking about, you know, mm-hmm. and it's kind of the same thing, you know, when we say, you know, well, if you're triggered by an email, that's not the time to respond to the email, mm-hmm. you know, because vibrationally you're going to elicit something less than, mm-hmm. You know, an alignment. If you're responding from that place, you know, I would say, you know, emails, energy mail. I mean, you definitely experience that. So tell me just a little bit more about, and talk a little bit more about how authenticity is an unfolding process of coming back to self. Share more with our listeners about that.
So the more I've liberated from my past, and whether that's liberated from the stories that I've told myself, that I've bought into, believed to be true, consciously, unconsciously, or basically unconsciously creating the same of, the more I've liberated my body from its past addictions to fear and doubt and feelings of failure and feelings of depression, the more I've liberated myself from my past, the more I've come back into knowing me. My quest over the past 15 years is to know me. I realized that now, like, who am I at the core of who I am, beyond my past conditioning, beyond the environment in which I've grown up in, beyond the family which were telling me things about me. Who am I? And the more I discover me, the more I can, the more I celebrate all of me, the more I can celebrate all of my humanity, knowing that there's a shadow and the light. And, you know, some of the things that people see as my greatest stuff, my partner might see the opposite of. But how can I embody all of my humanity? And as I do, and I share that with the world, as I share that with my community, as I share that with my partner and my kids, the more I'm met with love, the more connection, the deeper connection I have with these people around me, because I am showing my whole self. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. That's what I've wanted for all of those years when I was deeply, disconnected from myself and the world, is I wanted to experience that connection. So the more I can come back into knowing me in all moments and speaking my truth in all moments and not ignoring or avoiding things, the more I can speak from that place, the more I'm met with the things that I was seeking, you know, loving relationships, thriving relationships, doing the things that I love, being in conversations that light me up all day long. You know, that's been the gifts of unfolding into more and more of who I am and who I've come to be and who I've come to express.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And it's so true. I mean, because it's here, you know, it's like uncovering it. And, you know, even now, I've read some statistics about how much higher the level of depression and anxiety rates have been, you know, through this whole pandemic. Corporately, I have some corporate clients that are really, there's just really significant impacts, you know, that our people are having. But particularly for our people that are listening, you know, what would you suggest when, if somebody is dealing with, and you dealt with depression, you dealt with anxiety for many years, and what would you say is one of the things that you know, having all the things you went through, you know, what do you kind of wish you knew then that you know now about that journey and that you might be able to share with others that perhaps have been struggling with that?
I think the thing that I come back to is something that the kinesiologist that I saw, which was the moment I awoke to something different, was, it's not you. Mm-hmm. So this depression is not you. There's nothing wrong with you. You haven't caused this. And from that place, I know for me, it cracked me open. It changed. It opened my mind to seeing something that I hadn't yet seen, because I was so deep in it. I thought there was something that I needed to fix, that I had done something wrong to be in that place. And as you and I know, as we continue to tell the same story, we become that, you know. So it's not I feel depressed, it's I am depressed. Mm-hmm. It's not that for me I'm experiencing bulimia. I am bulimic. And all the stuff that goes along with it, the stories we tell ourselves in that state. So understanding that the stories that we have got running are what created that very state of being. And so when we can get beyond the story and we can reach out and connect and be able to ask for help, knowing it's not because we're not asking for help from a place of there's something wrong, but how can I come back to knowing me before this started? How can I connect with something that I am yet to, I'm struggling to reconnect to? Mm-hmm. But essentially it's just knowing that it's that we're all extraordinary, that we're all pure, beautiful, divine love, but it's these stories we tell ourselves that have us in these states. And at the time, it is debilitating. Mm-hmm. But there are so many amazing things, and I think tools, it can become really overwhelming when you start, you know, we use this and try this.
Right.
It's more so, okay, I acknowledging where you're at, and acknowledging that there is nothing wrong with me. So how can I come back into knowing me before this?
Right. That's very powerful. And I also think that one of the things that is key is that we don't have to do it by ourselves. Mm. And the more we connect in with whatever we want to call that higher power, that higher guidance, and say, you know, look, I can't do this by myself, because myself, as far as the ego, you know, the ego part of me really isn't interested in me breaking out of that. right? So the thing for me when I went through much of that, what really was sort of the shift was, you know, I don't have to fix this. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to make this okay. You know, there is another aspect of me ready to support me and help me. And there's something good that's going to come out of this. Mm. You know, there's something so powerful. I just got goosebumps when I said it, but no matter what we're going through, you know, to even say, you know, I don't know what it is that good is going to come out of this. I don't know what that is right now. Maybe I don't even, I can't get anywhere near that in my consciousness, but I know that somehow, some way good will come out of this. Mm-hmm. There's this switch that happens, I think, that just moves us just a little bit, and it mm-hmm. connects us to that higher guidance that says, yes, that's it, that will be the case. And you don't have to do this by yourself. You know, I think about people who don't have a connection or a sense of trust in whatever you want to call higher power, higher guidance, our soul, our higher self, whatever anybody wants to call it. And, you know, I think that's really where we get stuck, or people get stuck, because then they have to figure everything out. Everything's on their shoulders. And especially if you're a mom and you've got kids and everybody else is, you know, the weight of the world is on your shoulders from that perspective. We've got to be able to have a way where it's not all our responsibility to figure it out.
Mm.
You know,
I think, you know,
you want to share about from
yeah,
there.
I think when you're in that state of depression, mm-hmm. it's so hard. I'm speaking from a place of where I was,
right,
to be able to say there's a gift in this, that they're the words that come through for me, which I totally get, and I'm with you wholeheartedly, mm-hmm. that I know that every experience that I've had, every challenge, every dark moment has served me in the most incredibly divine ways. But at the time, it can be hard to actually see that. But
absolutely.
I think the beauty of connecting to people that have actually traversed.
Absolutely.
Is that you can stand in a place of not, I've got it, I'm there, but hey, I know where you're at. And you can see. So what I feel is the gift that's come from it is I can connect to people wherever they are, because yes. I see their humanity, but I also see their greatest potential.
Absolutely.
Which is what I had shown to me was, I see you beyond the depression. Mm-hmm. I see you beyond this eating disorder. Mm-hmm. And when we have that, where somebody sees us and doesn't judge us in our pain, mm-hmm. then I believe, as people can rise above and move into the vision of what somebody is holding for us until we're ready to move into that vision on ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, I would just love to have you back. You know, we can delve into this even more. I think it's just wonderful, you know, what you've been sharing, and we're just kind of, you know, just got a little bit in the tip of the iceberg here and mm-hmm. living authentically and leading authentically. And I know that you've got something amazing for folks, that a gift that'll be on the episode page. So can you share a little bit about that for us, Lisa?
So I'm almost finished creating my very first, it's actually a heart activation. And what it really is what I've discovered in the last particularly 2 years is that when I'm connected, and for some people it might be soul, I've called it heart, mm-hmm. but by connecting and building a relationship with my heart where I trust my heart or my soul greater than my mind, that it's allowed me to move into a place where I feel more peace, more mm-hmm. joy, more alignment, more aliveness, more passion, more fun. Mm-hmm. And so my whole premise of where my message really is about how to live and lead from your heart, and from that place you are authentic. So anchoring people back into, through this activation, anchoring people back into that feeling of what it is to reside inside our hearts, what it is to actually connect with our hearts, and the wisdom and the divine words that are available and the messages that are available to us when we do connect from that place and then live from that place is something that has changed my life. So it's sort of been sitting there as something that I wanted to create, and I decided there's no time like the present, and why am I not doing this? Because I know what an incredible gift it's been for me in reconnecting and really building a deep relationship with my heart, where that is my anchor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's what we've been talking about. When you can really open up and activate that, then you can realize and take the baby steps that you don't have to do it all on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, that you've got this incredible relationships, but you have to start with really activating that. And so I so appreciate that gift. It'll be on the episode page. And, you know, we've really created some powerful energy here. Lisa, I'd like to take just a moment. I feel guided to take a moment and just really bring that energy together collectively and to send that out to everyone everywhere on the planet, to support everyone to live from their heart, to live authentically. Anyone who's suffering with depression or overwhelm or feeling, you know, maybe someone's listening to this who is leaving a marriage or just found out they are leaving a marriage, maybe not of their own accord. I just feel like I want to send that energy out and support everyone to really come into a place where they can really feel that they're not alone, and that by connecting in with their soul, with their heart, that they really have the most amazing partner that will be there every step of the way and to really support them in that. So if we can just take a moment, and anything you want to share, Lisa, that you feel guided in this energy to offer to people or to close our time out.
I love how you finished that, and the energy in my heart is so, there's so much. And really it's just to remind anyone that's still listening that you are loved and you are so deeply supported. Mm-hmm. But that choice and that intention to do that for you first is key.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To love and support you every single moment, more and more and more, is really where life springs from. And so if there's one thing that you can choose, and I don't want to overwhelm with more information, but even it's that conscious choice, how can I meet myself with more love? How can I support myself even more today? How can I acknowledge where I'm at? How can I bring more love to myself in moments when I am not feeling, when I'm feeling triggered or in reaction?
I can feel that. I really can feel that. I feel we really have had a heart activation here today. So I really appreciate you being that conduit of that heart energy. You really are authentically activating that just by being here and being in your full service. So thank you so much for your light. We so appreciate you. I want to encourage everyone to go to the episode page and get that wonderful heart activation from Lisa. And you also see information about connecting with her. And Lisa, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back, but really appreciate you and your light.
Thank you. And I would love to come back. So you just name a time and I'm here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So we'll see you all. We see you living lives of love and joy and peace and prosperity. And always, always, we'll see you next time, everybody.
You hate selling, yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.